And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And welcome to the roundtable here on your Thursday from Talk of the Town, KQ&A. I'm Sanford Cohen, and we're going to take a quick break. And coming up, you're going to meet someone that I think you're going to really enjoy. She is a guitarist. Her name is Jennifer Batten. She has played with some of the greats, toured with Michael Jackson during the Thriller days, played in the Super Bowl on TV in front of, you know, a couple of billion people, and got hooked up with Jeff Beck and toured with him for a few years, and really has had a great career so far. Jennifer Batten is going to be appearing live at Sound Bites Grill this weekend in Sedona, Friday and Saturday, and there are tickets available. So if you happen to be in the neighborhood and want to drop by and check out a world-class guitarist, Jennifer Batten is going to be the one to fill that bill Friday and Saturday night this weekend at Sound Bites. And I had a chance to talk with her a little bit earlier, and so we're going to have that interview for you momentarily right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
Saturday, October 26th, join us for a night of dancing, howling, and ghouling at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the That 70s Halloween Bash. Boogie all night, dress in the most rad 70s attire, and give them pumpkin to talk about. You could end up winning a share of over $5,000 in cash and spectacular prizes. Plus, it's all free. So get down, get down, get down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel Saturday, October 26th for our That 70s Halloween Bash. Come eat, drink, and be scary. Boo!
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And now joining me on Talk of the Town here on KQ&A is Jennifer Batten. She is going to be appearing at Soundbites Grill in Sedona this coming Friday and Saturday. And what a career Jennifer has had. And I'm going to say the word so far because there is still a lot more music left in this person without a doubt. Jennifer, welcome to Talk of the Town. Thank you for joining us.
No, thanks so much for having me.
All right, so let's start with the present day and Soundbites Grill. You're going to be appearing there this weekend. What is it about that venue and about Sedona that is particularly inspiring to you?
I think it's the management behind the Soundbites that looks into every detail to make it a spectacular experience. It'll be my third time there in, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so. And it's just a really great vibe. The guy's a total fanatic about guitars, and it's almost like walking into a guitar museum with some really amazing famous guitars in glass cases. So that's a good start for a guitar player right there. And then the food is just off the chain, amazing. And the view, of course.
And the view. Well, yes. The fact is, though, that, you know, your journey to the present day has involved some pretty amazing stops. And I want to start with one that really hits close to home for me. This past, maybe two Tuesdays ago, we were down at the Celebrity Theater to see Jeff Beck perform. And I've been a big fan of Jeff Beck all my life. And you actually got to play with him. What was that experience like? How did that come about?
Oh, it's kind of like playing with God. You know, I mean, I was a Beck fan for many, many years before I even met him, and never expected in a million years I'd be in his band. You would think it would be super intimidating, but because of his personality, it was just fun. Like 3 years jetting around the world, hanging out on a bus, and just listening to his thoughts on music was just an incredible blessing. And what a crazy opportunity. Most of what I did, well, I'd say maybe 75% was triggering guitar synthesizer sounds. So I ended up being in the keyboard chair, so to speak. But it was just an amazing growth period for me. I mean, being a fan and being able to get in his band was just phenomenal.
So now, you did tour with Jeff Beck overseas, right, Tokyo?
I toured the world with Jeff. We went all over America, Canada, South America, and Japan, yeah. Both of the tours for You Had It Coming and the Who Else CDs went around the globe.
So how was it that you found each other?
You know, I kind of stalked him. That's how that went. I just wanted an autograph, and I knew people that knew him. When I was on the Michael Jackson Dangerous tour, I knew we were going to London and that he had to be nearby, so I got one of the people that worked at Sony to invite him to a show, and I was so excited. And then it was, you know, the opening act went on. There was two opening acts, and then Michael canceled the show. So actually, Jeff drove in late, and they turned him away at the gate. So I called him the next day to ask if there was some way I could meet him, and he invited me to a studio he was recording at. So I got, you know, it was fun hanging out for a couple hours. I got my autograph and gave him a copy of my first CD that had just come out, thinking that he probably wouldn't ever listen to it. And 2 months later, he called up and said, "I finally listened to your record, and let's do one together." It just blew my mind.
I mean, the hairs just stood up on my arms when you just said that. I imagine getting that phone call saying, "Let's do a record together."
Yeah. I would give anything to have a recording of that, but that it was pre-recording days. It was Gosh, what was it, 1999?
Now, you mentioned Michael Jackson, and that's no small feat to have done a world tour with Michael Jackson. And how was it that you ended up touring with him? Because as I understand it, you literally had to compete for that spot?
Yeah, there was about 100 people that were auditioned for it, and I was the lucky winner. I took a couple days off to work on his songs, and when I came into the audition, there was no band. It was just me and a video camera. And all of the bands, I was in five different bands at the time, and all of the bands had a solo spot for guitar, so it was actually very comfortable to just go at my leisure, and the only guidance I was given was to play some funky rhythm because that would be 90% of my job. So I started with that. Then I started just improvising. I played the Giant Steps two-hand tapping solo that ended up on my first record and ended with the Beat It solo because I had played that in a cover band for a couple of years and I thought he might just find that useful. And that ended up buying me a house.
Well, now, what's it like to be a part of, one of, if not at the time, the most sought-after recording artist and performing artist in the world? Did you, like, wake up in the morning and pinch yourself, or were you just so steeped in the work that you were just basically, you know, bringing your A game every night and that's really what you focused on?
Yeah, well, once I got the news, I had a really hard time sleeping. I would just, you know, be wide awake working on the tunes till 2 in the morning and then wake up at 6 for no reason. So it took a minute to calm down about that. And then we did 2 months of really intense rehearsals. So honestly, by the time I got on stage in Tokyo playing for 50,000 people, it was really relaxed. I didn't know how it was going to be. I was a little fearful of the first show, but it was a piece of cake.
Well, 50,000 people may be one thing, but it's a whole other thing, Jennifer Batten, for you to appear in front of 1.5 billion people, which you did at the Super Bowl 27, I think it was. What were there any butterflies? Does playing for 50,000 or 1.5 billion, is there really no difference? Or was this more of a, because the stage had to be set fast, get on, do your thing, get off, and you've got a kind of a limited amount of time? Describe what the experience was like at the Super Bowl with Michael Jackson.
For me, it was just fun. It was exciting because it was a one-off thing that would never happen again. I didn't know there was 1.5 billion people that would see it. I knew there would be a lot because obviously the Super Bowl is televised, but you know, the numbers didn't cross my mind until I saw it in print. And honestly, it's the only time I ever felt that Michael was nervous, just because it's such a different thing and there was so much pressure on him. But as for me, I was just there for the party, you know. It was just a blast. We were well rehearsed, so there was no nerves about that. And it was just exciting that the rehearsal for that, as far as at the venue itself, was pretty interesting because somebody would say go, and then all the people that were in charge of putting the pieces of the stage together would just haul butt and run as fast as they could to get the stage together, and then we'd jump on and go. And one thing I'll never forget is the first time we started playing and we heard the audio hitting the sides of the stadium, the delay was so bad that the dancers couldn't even dance. So the sound guy had to get in there and alter the delay so that we could hear it in real time. It's kind of an odd thing to explain, but it's something that we never had to deal with before.
Well, your career has really transcended from the earlier days where you were content with raw recordings and making music pretty much the way it was, playing it live in the studio. How do you stay pure, I guess I should say, in the way in which you approach your music, knowing that all these toys and tools are there at your disposal?
Well, for my own music, we've all been enabled in the last, I don't know, 20 years to be able to record ourselves at home. I don't have a big, you know, ginormous contract, and I'm not going into big studios anymore. I do everything at home. So it's a piece of cake. People send me audio from around the world and ask me to put a solo on it or whatever they want. And I have the luxury of recording in my pajamas at my leisure.
Wow.
So it's as pure as I want it. You know, if I make a few mistakes, I can punch in, which is the benefit of having the new tools. You know, you can sit there and fix to your heart's desire. But having said that, I did spend a hell of a lot of time fixing stuff on my last record, and just the amount of time it took, I don't think I would ever do that again. I programmed all the drums, and you know, it took me a couple of years as opposed to just having a drummer knock it out in 2 or 3 days. I don't think I'll ever do that again.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here on Talk of the Town. We're talking with Jennifer Batten. She will be appearing live and in person at the Sound Bites Grill in Sedona this coming Friday and Saturday. More with Jennifer Batten when we return on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
Do you have a passion for politics? Have people said to you, you should run for office? Are you tired of the same old feckless politicians? If this describes you, we at the Power of Fives want to talk to you. The Power of Fives is searching for great conservative candidates across the entire state of Arizona in every legislative district to run for the Arizona House and Senate as a clean elections candidate. The Power of Fives wants you. Call us today at 602-864-1402.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back here on Talk of the Town with guitarist Jennifer Batten, who will be appearing live at Sound Bites Grill this Friday and Saturday. Jennifer, describe where you're at musically now. I've seen it described as like world music, electronica, or whatever. I know most artists really don't care to be pigeonholed that way, but when people come to see you at Sound Bites Grill this weekend, what will they hear?
What they'll hear is a huge variety of all of my interests over the years. And I do a solo multimedia show, so everything I play is in sync with films that I've made. And that can run from really beautiful imagery from India to Betty Boop cartoons. So there's a huge variety of texture in the music and in the visuals together. So there's a bunch of originals from my three CDs that I'll play, and I also do some covers. I'll be doing a bit of Michael Jackson material, because invariably there's somebody with a shiny glove that is in the audience that would expect that. So I've done different of his tunes over the years. I do It Smells Like Teen Spirit, so that's kind of night and day different, going from pop to grunge. And then my own music, it does dip into world beats. I love, especially African rhythms. I really love that. So I've written several songs that are like that. And just all over the map. They can expect it to be all over the map. Just when you think you know what it is, it's going to change on you.
So going back to the early days when you first picked up a guitar, what was influencing you then, and when did you know that you had something more than just simply, the ability to just simply play guitar, you know, at parties and things? You obviously developed a professional level of playing. What kind of work and sacrifice was involved in making that happen?
Well, in looking back, I don't look at it as work because I enjoyed it. I started when I was 8 years old, and there was two triggers for that. One was seeing the Beatles on TV on Ed Sullivan's show, and the other one was the fact that my sister had a guitar and I didn't, and I was very jealous. So, you know, sibling rivalry made me want to play. And I took lessons from when I was 8 to when I was 19 or 20, and then ended up going to Musicians Institute in Hollywood, which at that time was only a guitar school, GIT. And I just took a liking to it, and especially the year at GIT, I really grew and discovered all kinds of different music that I hadn't played before. I was really into jazz at that point. And then over the years, playing with different bands, I ended up playing funk and rock and metal and all kinds of different things. And I was just immersed in it. So it was just something I did every day and still do. And it just took me down a whole lot of different paths and a whole lot of frequent flyer miles around the globe.
Well, besides Jeff Beck as a guitar hero, who else do you point to as artists whose abilities you admire?
Oh, there's so many of them. There is a handful of Steves. Steve Vai, Steve Lukather, Steve Morse, admire. On the acoustic side, Preston Reed is somebody that plays stuff that is so different than what I do. I really enjoy that. And Brad Paisley is another one, country guitar. He has a completely different vocabulary from what I'm used to, so I enjoy listening to it. It's almost like listening to a foreign language. Just beautiful. And my interests just keep growing here and there. And when I joined Jeff Beck, a lot of people think that I turned him on to electronica, but it was the opposite. So that broke open a whole new set of sounds for me that I pursued for years and got into programming and on and on and on. You never know what direction is going to hit you next and what gig might show up in an email that sends you in a new direction.
Well, you mentioned Steve Morse. There's a guy that did something courageous to step into the shoes of Ritchie Blackmore and try and play lead with Deep Purple. That was, and pulling it off too. I mean, he really did a great job, but I really admire Steve.
He's a very unique voice, and nobody would be better qualified to jump into that spot than him.
Okay, so now this weekend at Soundbites Grill, you'll be playing, what, just a single set, about an hour and a half?
Yeah, and people can YouTube it by, I called it Jennifer Batten's Sonic Cinema. So you get a few minutes sample of what to expect at the show.
Jennifer Batten's Sonic Cinema. That just sounds, that sounds like it's now and it's wow. I like that. I really like that. So there is actually going to be this video playing accompanying you as part of your stage show.
Yeah, I've been doing that for about 10 years now, and my video chops have gotten a hell of a lot better over the years, too. So it's just a huge variety of imagery. And one of the unseen benefits of it is that even little kids can look at the video, and where they wouldn't normally be totally engaged for a 90-minute instrumental show, they sit there and they're fine. Their parents don't have to do anything.
Well, I know that folks here in Northern Arizona may not have heard of you as yet. Hopefully this interview will open a lot of people's eyes that, you know, we have somebody who is world-traveled and so well thought of amongst guitar gods here in the music business. And to have someone of your depth of experience and creativity joining us here in Sedona this weekend, it's going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to not only listening to you, but watching the accompaniment of what goes on, the Sonic Cinema. It's really piqued my interest.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I look forward to meeting you and everybody else that's interested.
Jennifer Batten live at Soundbites Grill this weekend. Tickets are available, but they're running out. And you can have, like Jennifer mentioned, you have a great dinner to go with it and some fantastic music. Jennifer, continued success. Thank you very much for joining us live here on Talk of the Town.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And that's Jennifer Batten. Again, she'll be appearing live this weekend, Friday and Saturday night at Soundbites Grill in Sedona. If you get a chance, go and see her and listen and watch. It should be a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break here for the news. And then when we come back, I'm going to go see if I can find Chuck somewhere. And we're going to spend a half hour trying to piece together what happened in the last couple of days. This has been a very strange week. But, hey, they're all strange these days. So stick around. More coming your way here on the Roundtable on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Napa know-how.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A state lawmaker has pulled his bill banning sanctuary cities in Arizona. Fountain Hills Republican Jay Lawrence says he's doing so to get behind seatmate John Kavanaugh's legislation he says is more comprehensive.
I think it is important that there be a sanctuary cities bill, something that says the legislature opposes sanctuary cities, for example, Tucson attempting to be a sanctuary city.
While Lawrence's pulled bill banned establishing sanctuary cities in Arizona, Kavanaugh's bill would make cities liable for any harm an illegal alien criminal causes in a sanctuary city.
Too many bills detract from each other. I will withdraw mine and co-sponsor John Kavanaugh's bill.
Both lawmakers are trying to counter the effects of Tucson's sanctuary city's ballot measure if voters pass it next month.
It is more comprehensive in that it discusses penalties. It's just a better bill.
Lawrence pulled his bill because he feels the Kavanaugh bill is much stronger. Warm, breezy, sunny days and crisp, clear nights continuing into your KQ&A weather weekend. Overnight lows around 46 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to sunny afternoon highs around 68 tomorrow through Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 50, warming to a sunny, breezy 79 all weekend long. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Saturday, October 26th, join us for a night of dancing, howling, and ghouling at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the That 70s Halloween Bash. Boogie all night, dress in the most rad 70s attire, and give them pumpkin to talk about. You could end up winning a share of over $5,000 in cash and spectacular prizes. Plus, it's all free. So get down, get down, get down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel Saturday, October 26th for our That 70s Halloween Bash. Come eat, drink, and be scary.
Boo!
Rebates? Rebates?
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates? Rebates?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back here on Talk of the Town. It's the Thursday Roundtable, and another head-scratching week in news and politics and so forth. This week's was, you know, a little scratchier than some when President Trump announced that he was going to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria in the wake, or anticipating, I guess you might say, an offensive by Turkey. And the people caught in the middle are the Kurds. Now, those of you that don't know who the Kurds are and are unsure about who the players are and why this whole thing took place, The history of the area is such that the Kurdish rebels, I'm using that as quote-unquote, have always had kind of a, anti-government feel to them. They're, they've always wanted to have their own independent country, Kurdistan, or whatever you want to call it. And they're basically stuck in between, in one of the worst possible places you would ever want to be to try to establish some sort of an independent state when you're surrounded by Turkey, Syria, and you have Iranians and Iraqis all around you. And it really did catch me off guard that when it was announced that, you know, U.S. troops were going to withdraw and the Kurds were going to be left basically to fend for themselves against an onslaught of the Turkish army, which, quite frankly, Turkey is probably the largest power in the area.
And a NATO ally.
And a NATO ally. And so I kept looking for the secret reason why this happened. There had to be a reason, right? I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe if they do that, then, you know, Turkey will take care of Iran, or that, you know, they're going to move Assad out of Syria, or you know, something. Well, none of that is true at all. And so, you know, I was really relieved today to hear that Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo were able to go in there and negotiate a ceasefire with the Turks.
That was 6 hours ago. I don't know what. Have you seen anything lately?
Yeah, I did check to see, and so far there's still a ceasefire.
Is holding up?
Yeah, so far anyway. And the Kurds, I believe, are retreating from the Turkish border to an area that's a little less close to Turkey. And that's what the whole idea was about for now. So I'm looking at this and I'm trying to figure out, okay, so what was the reason why they went ahead and did this? So here's reason number one. Donald Trump said that when he was elected, he was going to get us out of the quote-unquote endless wars that are taking place in the Middle East. Now, that sounds good, and certainly I think that's something a lot of people can, you know, get behind. It certainly didn't hurt in terms of getting them votes from people. And so, you know, so for them to remove the troops from Syria, knowing that the Turks are planning an offensive, I think that makes sense. Now, does this mean the Turks were going to still attack this area if there were 1,000 U.S. troops in the area? I mean, who knows? But I don't want to see our, you know, young men and women, you know, in the line of fire in what is obviously as close to a civil war. If you're talking about, you know, people that are indigenous to that area, you know, I can understand. Get us the heck up out of there. I mean, look what happened to us in Afghanistan. We got stuck in the thing with the Taliban and all that. And this is going on like 18 years. And the Russians are the ones that are having the big belly laugh over that. If anyone that remembers, you know, going back 28 years ago, the Russians were in Afghanistan for 10 years fighting against the Mujahideen, and they ended up leaving. They couldn't win. They couldn't stop them. And they just said, you know, this is just not worth it. And so off they went. Now the United States came in and said, well, we can do better than that. And they're right. They've spent 18 years fighting against these same people, and Afghanistan is not getting any better, and I doubt that it ever will. So your question is, at one point, and what are the costs if you just simply walk away? Well, that's what people are trying to figure out with this Turkey, Kurd, Syria deal, because the Kurds were an ally of the United States. They were housing some ISIS prisoners in their jails, and because Turkey has now come in and overrun the area, a number of these fighters have potentially escaped, and now ISIS can somehow reformulate. So again, I'm still trying to gather all the information. Now, granted, we don't know everything that, you know, that they know over in Washington. Some days I like to think we know more than what they know in Washington, but at least about this. And I hope that it's going to come out okay. I don't know. But I will say this. There are other world leaders that are taking a very hostile view towards what may or may not happen in this region now that Turkey has come in a big way. And I'm talking about the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban. And Viktor Orban has been a very staunch, has been staunchly opposed to allowing the immigrants from the Middle East to flood into his country. As a matter of fact, he's done exactly the opposite. He has sealed off the border all the way around and has declared that Hungary is not going to allow Middle Eastern refugees to come through its borders. And so now you have this new incursion by Turkey that is now generating new refugees in the Middle East. And so yesterday, Viktor Orban went on record and said that his country would, quote unquote, use force if necessary to protect its borders. If Turkey followed through on its threat to, quote unquote, open the gates of Europe to refugees. This guy in Turkey, Erdogan, is a bad guy. And I'm glad that we were able to negotiate a ceasefire. I just don't understand why it is that we are allowing them to obtain a greater footprint in Syria. I mean, if you're asking me, what's the difference between Assad in Syria and Erdogan in Turkey? I think it's two sides of the same coin. And I don't know that favoring either one of them is necessarily a good idea. But Orban of Hungary, an opponent of mass migration, went on Hungary's HIR TV, and let everybody know that he would do everything in his country's power to protect its borders if a new mass migration of refugees came from that situation in the Middle East. Well, now we're going to bring things back here to the middle of Arizona and talk a little bit about what went on earlier today here in town. And I'll tell you what, it does give you a lot of satisfaction to know that, you know, at least for some people, they're acting like there is a future and planning on it. We'll be right back with more from the roundtable here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi,
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, and that is the voice of Link Elliott, who those of you that are familiar with KQ&A and have spent some time not only listening to Link do the news, but also maybe tuned in once in a while to some of our other stations. She's kind of ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're all kind of ubiquitous here. We all wear many hats, and Link was one of six of the Prescott area young professionals that were singled out for outstanding achievement today, and she received an award at a banquet this morning in front of, oh, I'd say probably about 200-plus of the business community. It was presented by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and well-deserved. She has really done a great job coming in here from Oregon. She'd been on radio before, but not to this level. And she has really grown into this job and has done a number of great things. And we were very proud to celebrate that award with her this morning.
Yeah, she also, I mean, the governor's office sent people. I mean, this was not just some little local thing. This is a statewide recognition, and I think it portends good things in the future for her.
And also, she got a certificate from Congressman Paul Gosar. So she was pretty jazzed about it today.
Yeah.
And of course, now she's going to go on vacation. So isn't that what millennials do? You know, they win the award, then they go on vacation. But no, she's done an outstanding job. And while we're talking about outstanding jobs, the master of ceremonies for the event today was our very own DJ Phone. And having done that job a number of times, I can really, truly appreciate when someone takes the bull by the horns and really tries to make the thing go. And I was sitting next to DJ at the table before he went up to speak. And so I said, how many times do you think you're going to, you know, get up and then come back down and get back up again and all that? And he showed me that he had 12 pages of script, and he had to read every single word on every page. Now, I think everyone that won an award is deserving of praise and recognition. However, I really think it'd be better if they could somehow maybe condense each one down to a couple of paragraphs. You know, I mean, I get it. It's their time to shine, and we have a lot of really worthy recipients, and many of them were on display at the event this morning, which, by the way, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce put this on, did an outstanding job of getting everybody situated. I think there were maybe 15 awards separate from the six young professionals that were cited today. And so each one had a very verbose, descriptive narrative that went with it. Now, to DJ's credit, he just, you know, like what we all do, he just powered through it, you know, just made sure to give the right emphasis, and because this is their moment and all that. But, you know, I mean, we were there over 2 hours, you know. And I'm just saying, these are all business people. It's a weekday. We got to get to work. So as far as the event goes, love the idea. I think it's business people honoring other business people, which is what's really cool about this. So each award winner, the award itself was sponsored by a local business. And so what would happen is someone representing the sponsoring business would come on stage with the award recipient and present them with their award, which was very nice and a great idea. As the editor in chief, I would go in. I'm volunteering next year when you put the whole thing together and you got all the scripts written out. Let me come in there and edit them for you, because you know we do want.
He'll get it down to 30 seconds.
So no, we won't.
Show a little discretion here.
Now we're gonna give them their we're gonna give them their
<There's> link.
give them their 2.5 minutes
okay.
of attribution, which is certainly certainly well deserved in all cases. But nonetheless, it was another great event where you had lots of people there that you know you see out in the community doing you know all kinds of great things on behalf of the community and they employ people, so I mean that's really what it's all about. I had a chance to chat with Terry Drew from Northern Arizona Council of Government. So we're going to get NACOG in here to talk here soon, but she and I were just kind of, you know, talking about the economy and where are we really at here? You know, I mean, because you read a lot and hear a lot about, you know, the economy's booming and it's very strong and strongest economy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, but then there's kind of like maybe a little bit of a leaning edge. Some manufacturers are starting to do maybe a little bit of layoff. Thing. This is not like this huge tragedy or anything. As a matter of fact, when you go around the Prescott area and you look at businesses, large and small, I can't really think of a one off the top of my head that I haven't seen the sign "now hiring" on their door. I mean, it's just an amazing set of circumstances. If you want a job, you really have a hard time not getting one right now, I would think.
No, you're right. There's certainly the young people have any number of restaurants, which, like my grandson, you know, he works at Peter Piper Pizza. That's how a lot of, and I talked to a couple of my friends that's how a lot of people started their first job. He worked at McDonald's or pizza place or something to learn how to show up on time and get a job done and take direction. And from that, some people end up owning their own restaurants or moving on to something else, but that's where they get their basic skills. And that's all, like you said, almost every place you look around here, they're looking for good help.
And you were telling me that you were in the early stages of a group called Prescott Area Leadership. What was that all about? How did that form?
Well, we were part of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce group formed the Prescott 2020. This is back, it turned several years ago. And from that, we decided—
Wouldn't it be great to bring that back next year, for 2020, yeah. huh?
But from that, they said, you know, what we would like to do is make sure that we have the young people. Now, well, this is back in, you know, 1990, you know, and back in 1980, where we want people, we look to what is this area going to look like in 2020? And we thought what we would like to do is get more young people involved in our community so that, because there's always that outflow, especially when we were a small town. Graduate from high school, boom, you're gone. And now we're finding more and more young people are staying here. Embry-Riddle students graduating and staying here. Yavapai College students graduating and staying here, starting business and so on. And that was the goal, was to get younger generation, people under 30, people from 15 to 25 to get involved in and thinking about staying in the community and taking leadership positions as they grow into the community.
Well, and that's what's great about seeing these Prescott area young professionals taking life seriously, if not taking themselves maybe not so seriously. They're very very flippant about their successes. But nonetheless, it was great to be able to honor them today. And again, thanks to all the sponsors that put together the event today and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce staff with an outstanding job working on this Prescott Area Business Awards event. And we're looking forward to more of that kind of good news coming up in the future. But for right now, we have other news coming up in the future. It is Mark Levin and the Talk of the Quad Cities coming your way at 5 o'clock. And next week, no show.
Because
we have Coyotes hockey taking place at 4 p.m. So Chuck and I are going to take a break.
We'll be on vacation, sort of.
And we'll catch you on Halloween. We are already booking a couple of scary guests for you, so stay tuned for that. And again, a big thank you to Jennifer Batten for joining me. Stop by and see her at Soundbites Grill this weekend if you get a chance. For Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.